You're with Jen and Lewis on Triple J.
Just so ready for it to be out, and there's no pressure about whatever happens. Like, eventually people will listen to it and let it sink in, and yeah, it's good. I'm really proud of the songs.
Yeah, I mean, you've already had, obviously the first songs that people have heard from it have been very popular. People have loved them, great, which must be nice.
Yeah, that's perfect. Very encouraging from that.
Because there must have been, you must have felt some pressure on yourself after your last album, which was so massively successful. Mm. Like, how did that feel when you're like, all right, it's time for the next one?
I definitely felt some pressure. I think after I released my album, my first album in end of 2014, I was touring heaps before that as well, and then touring for about a year and a half after that as well, and got off the road at the start of 2016 and was like, okay, got to get a new album together. And over that, at the time I was already collecting ideas for songs, but I hadn't really written many songs completely. I had about two or three songs written. So I was like, okay, I need like 10 more songs. And, you know, like, you look at like the, a lot of albums come out every, I guess artists release albums every 2 years or every 3 years. So I kind of felt a bit of pressure, but also just, I wanted the songs to be good and to be songs that I was like, felt like met the criteria for me to be like a song that I want to sing every, you know, every day. So that was pressure, but eventually they came along, and you can have a goal in mind. It's like, I want the album. I want to have an album full of songs. And it's like, you have no idea how you're going to get to that destination, but eventually you get there as long as you kind of just know where you want to end up.
What are the criteria for you for a song that you want to play, you know, as often as you do?
I don't know. I think it just has to have some kind of little, it's always different, but some special quality. It might just be like a guitar riff that you've never played before that feels kind of interesting or new, like a new rhythm, or it might just sound like, oh, that sounds cool. Like, I don't know why I started playing that or how I stumbled upon that, but it feels cool. Or it might be a melody, or it might be just a couple of lyrics that you've kind of had stowed away on your phone for ages and you're like, I really want to use that line, and you find a way to use it which feels good. And when you sing it, you're like, I really want to like sing this loud and sing it with conviction. I think if you have those things, it's like, that's the criteria.
Listening to the feature album intros that we've been playing all this week, everyone seems like you wrote it in a different hotel somewhere in the world. It's like, oh, I wrote this one in a hotel in Colorado. I wrote this one in a hotel in Malibu.
Yeah.
Is that accurate, or like, did you settle down to write, or were you all over the place?
I definitely had some nice time at home. Like once I finished touring, I think we finished with an Australian tour at the start of 2016. And so I had about 2 months at home, and then a lot of ideas did come to me in hotel rooms. There was a hotel room in Surrey Hills here in Sydney, which I had a few good ideas that ended up being songs, and then one in LA in Santa Monica. And I think because you always remember really distinctly when you have an idea for a song or a song gets written, so you're like, I remember exactly that point in time. And so there were some that I wrote at home as well. It makes me feel good that you can actually be away from home and be kind of on the move but still be being creative, because it's kind of one of those things where when I'm on tour so much, I'm like, oh, can I write when I'm on tour? Like, am I going to be totally zapped and not have any creativity? But it can work.
Tell us a bit about that song, Take Your Time.
When we were talking about writing parts of songs in hotel rooms, I got like the bridge of that song that kind of leads to the whole outro. I was in a hotel room. I was in Denver, Colorado, and we'd played a show. This is in 2013. We'd played a show opening for another band over there, and I was sharing a room with my drummer, Edwin. And I don't know what it was, this like really high altitude there, so people get altitude sickness. And we had a really cheesy pizza, I think, after the gig and a few beers, and add that to the altitude. And I think about 3 in the morning, Edwin looked over at my bed, and I was like really sick. And I spent, I think, from 4 a.m. to like 7 a.m. in a bath watching Kanye West interviews.
Wow, what a YouTube hole to fall into.
Yeah, a YouTube hole. I was like, wow, this guy, he's kind of inspirational. So I was kind of like, okay, I'm going to be all right. Like Kanye West inspirational quotes. And then I got out and I kind of was like getting ready to, we had to go driving all day that day in a little van, which was kind of super uncomfortable, but got to do it. And then I think in the morning I started writing the bridge of that song, and it kind of came along. You know, there was no like overthinking songwriting. It was just like I was started playing something and I recorded it in my phone, and that was the bridge of that song.
Wow, great story. You did some writing with other people on this too. Have you done that much before? How'd you find that?
The first experience of doing co-writing was I went to LA at the start of 2015 and went into like one of those big group songwriting sessions where you kind of go into different rooms with different people. And that was, I feel like I was nervous, and a lot of that nervous energy kind of led to making cool songs. So I ended up writing Fire in the Flood with a few other people at that thing, which was cool. And then for this album, same thing. I think it's a bit of a lottery. Like, you can do 20 sessions and you can feel totally like just tired and exhausted. And when it works well, it's just like you just like bounce off each other and the chemistry's right. And you make a song that sounds like your voice and sounds like you, and you feel really like, yeah, you've just made me better songwriter.
Did like the sort of Taylor Swift Stadium tour give you a vision, like an idea of how to play to massive crowds in a different way?
Definitely, I had to adapt a bit to learn how to, or even just to be like, okay, how do I like communicate with that many people? And the first few shows opening for her were like super scary because it's like you have to kind of look out and smile and introduce yourself, and that was like something I hadn't done before. So I think that was a good experience and a good learning curve. You know, I think now that these venues we're playing, obviously they're not stadiums, but you have to be a bit more deliberate, and it's good just feeling more comfortable on stage. I think that just takes time to get that way, and the more shows you do, the more it happens.
You're with Jen and Lewis on Triple J.